you know, we wanted to kind of come out and play with a little force, play with more force than we did the other day against UConn. I thought we got off to a slow start, but then I thought Jonas in particular really picked it up for us and gave us some energy. And we were, after the first like 10 minutes or so, I thought we were better in terms of our intensity level. You know, second half, we did a good job. We held them to 28%. You know, that's a great number. And I thought the other thing that I thought was apparent, we shared the ball. You know, we had 22 assists, 13 turnovers. We want to have 10 turnovers. We had three more, but we had 22 assists, and that was good. I thought we really moved it and shared it. That was apparent.
And coach, a lot of that ball movement that you just cited had to do with the three freshmen that were out there at the end of the game alongside Anthony Morales in that last group. What does it mean to get them some quality minutes off the bench and see them moving the ball?
Yeah. You know, it's always hard. You know, those guys are playing on a veteran team. Where guys have been here for 5 years and 6 years. You know, they're going to have to try to continue to improve while they get better themselves, you know. So it was great to see guys just out there just playing the right way. That's all. That's all we wanted to do.
And I think one of those 5-6 year guys, Walter White, we're actually running a feature on him. Personally, as his coach, how have you witnessed his progress over his 6 years here involved with this program? And, you know, what do you think has changed the most about year one versus year six?
Well, the person that he is has not changed at all. You know, he is as good of a person as you're going to find. You know, he's all about trying to help others and impact others' lives, and he's very thoughtful. You know, he's never been in trouble. He's, you know, I think he came late once since we've been here. He's just a great ambassador of our program, and more importantly, our university, you know. So from a character standpoint, I don't see any changes in him. He's been the same guy from day one. You know, just as a player, he's evolved, you know, as a player. You know, from his freshman year till now, and obviously each year, we've leaned on him more and more each year, and this year we're probably leaning on him the most in terms of leadership, and you know, but he's always had some sort of responsibility in that way, you know, especially after his first year.
And then within your 12 years of coaching here at Boston University, I guess if you can list what distinguishes Walter as a player and what makes him stick out from the rest of the players that you've coached here.
Well, I think he's unique in the fact that he's got great size, and he's got great size in terms of height, but he's also you know, he's a high major player. Like, he's a high major athlete. It's hard to get those guys here, you know. And now he's become a outstanding jump shooter. So he's a guy that has great size and athleticism that can really shoot the ball. Like, every time he shoots it, you think it's going in, you know, especially when he gets his feet set. You know, I do think we've got to get him driving it more on closeouts, and we got to post him up a little bit more. But, you know, I think he's just different because of his athleticism and his ability to shoot the ball, you know. And he's a, you know, when he's inspired, you know, with some coaching, you know, he can really get down and defend. You know, we have to kind of challenge him daily, you know, to be a better defender. And I think that's the key for him to be the player that he wants to be. In terms of leading our team to a championship, he's going to have to be someone we can count on to defend.
Along those lines, could you talk about the defense
overall tonight? Yeah, I thought they were able to beat us off the dribble earlier. You know, we kind of got caught off guard. You know, they got drives to the basket. in that first half. And then we did a better job of reacting better and being in better position off the ball. And I thought we were able to kind of force them into taking tough shots. I mean, it's hard for a team, you know, for JMU to kind of sustain playing against Division I players. You know, you're playing against 13 of them getting rotated in and out, and it's hard to kind of keep that going. And we just tried to wear them down, you know, mentally and physically, just try to wear them down. And we're going to try to do that a lot with our depth.
I guess going back to Walt for a second, he seemed to either hurt his right hand or there seemed to be some blood on it, and he didn't come back in after that. Was that just how the game went, him not coming back in? Or is
yeah, he got. I think he got scratched. He's fine. I just didn't put him back in. Take care, guys.
Thank you, Coach.
I just didn't put him back in because I didn't, you know, I think the last 10, I don't know if we played the starters the first 6 minutes, first 5 minutes of the half, or then I don't know if they got back in. Is that right? I think it was something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, they came out with a decent amount of time.
Yeah, I don't think we put him back in after that. So, like, he played 14 minutes, and, you know, Jonas got to play a lot. He got to play 19. But yeah, that was just a coach's decision.
Yeah, and nothing. I guess, sorry, you guys had, going back to the defense, you guys had 7 steals in the first half while only committing 4 fouls. Were you impressed by your team's ability to be aggressive on the defensive end while still maintaining their discipline?
I thought we needed to be, honestly thought we needed to be better with our positioning and our ability to kind of contain the ball. You know, I thought that was the thing that I was most concerned about earlier in the game, that they were able to kind of beat us off the bounce. But overall, I thought we made some adjustments and we were better. But that was kind of where I was more concerned about. I'm probably not someone that's overly excited about steals. And I do think that's something that we should look to do more of, but being in the right position, I get nervous when they're just kind of playing and trying to steal the ball, and then we get blown by because we're not in the right spot, you know. But I thought we got to have active hands, and we have to understand when we can get deflections, because I do think we have a team with athleticism that could be a team that gets more steals.
I know a lot of the focus has been on Walt, but can you talk about Ethan's performance tonight too?
Yeah, I thought both Ethan and Jonas did a good job defensively too. You know, obviously Ethan's stat line, he was 4 for 5 from the floor. He had 5, you know, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, 11 points, and 2 steals, no turnovers. He's a plus 41 when he was on the floor. That's pretty, I don't know if there's going to be a better plus minus than that this whole year. So yeah, I thought he quietly had an outstanding game.
You guys made your first 3 3-pointers tonight, but then made only 2 out of your next 14 in the first half, but then you made your final 2 of the first half. How important is it for you guys to just keep taking those open looks?
Yeah, I think we got to do it better. Like, I was really happy with Miles Brewster because I thought Miles did a good job of putting the ball on the floor and finding guys. You know, he's gotten better at that. I do think we have to be better at finishing. I thought that's what Connecticut was able to do against us. They kind of forced us to drive the ball to score, and we struggled. Because I think we're most comfortable right now is taking threes, and we've got to get better at finishing. We didn't finish inside well. Nevin didn't finish inside great, and neither did Malcolm. We got to get better at finishing. Well, Malcolm was 3 for 4. I take that back. I know Nevin kind of struggled to finish. We've got to be able to finish, and our guards have got to get in there and be able to finish at times too to keep people at bay. I think if we can get the ball into the paint off the drive or off the post up, it'll open up more 3-point shots. But I think sometimes we have to watch when teams are playing really good defense, not settling for contested threes. Because I do think we have a lot of guys that take them, and I want to take them, but we just have to have a good balance.
This is my last one, but what can you take from this game into Saturday's matchup against Harvard?
Yeah, I think one is you play these games, one, to try to build some togetherness, because now it's a, you know, it's a game on the schedule that everybody, you hope that everybody gets a chance to play in. I think it's very hard to go through a season and not play much. So it's a game where you get a chance to play all your guys, and you hope that you're building better synergy amongst them, the group energy, and that, you know, you're building also some confidence. You know, I think those two things are important. You know, I like these types of games for that reason.
And then I guess going back to Nevin and Malcolm a little bit, like you said, Nevin struggled early, but then Malcolm came in and filled the role well tonight. How important is it for you guys to have Malcolm come in and be strong?
Yeah, I thought Malcolm, I actually thought Malcolm had a great preseason. I thought he played great. He played great against Yale in the scrimmage. Then he got hurt for like 4 or 5 days. And then Nevin started playing, you know, so, you know, I just want those guys to keep playing with confidence, because Malcolm had a great preseason. He really did. And I think it's really important. Like, we felt like going into the year, we got two guys we can throw the ball to at this level that can put pressure on you. And that's really good. If you got two guys, you feel like that. You know, sometimes we forget about those guys. We don't throw it to them enough. But I do think we've got to have that balance where we can throw the ball to those two. And yeah, I think that's important. Yeah, the kid Jonah Fang, he had 4 block shots. I thought that really helped them early in the game. Like, he was able to kind of change a couple of shots. Like, at this level, you hope that your size impacts. You know, last year when we played Gordon, they had a center, and he did a great job on Souk. You know, but that's an area where you hope you can dominate, and that kid played good defense.
Yeah, I guess just, you know, after Nevin's tough first half, he came out in the second half and made 2 shots.
Yep.
Drew a charge, got on the offensive glass. I guess going back to Friday night, you were kind of big on the effort and handling adversity. How important is that to, you know, Nevin having a tough first half, coming back?
No question. No question.
How important is that for really, you know, him to instill in the entire team?
Yeah, really important. I think that, you know, the whole thing is, like, you got to use these games and you hope you can win them all, but you want to grow. I think we have to grow and improve and use the games as a tool to learn. You know, in the UConn game, you know, I thought I overcoached them in practice and they weren't free mentally. I thought they were. You know, we overcoached them, and I did, and I just think they weren't freed up. so that's something I learned, and I thought, you know, we reacted to the start of the game. We got down big, and, you know, and then once we settled in, we were a little bit better, and then we just couldn't sustain our level of play. And I thought there were some things we could have done to be able to do that. So that's kind of what you want to get out of that game. And in this game, like I said, you want to be able to build some confidence and some togetherness. And if we did that tonight, that's a step in the right direction.
So you were more pleased overall with how you guys, I guess, acted and handled everything tonight?
I'm always, like, I'm probably Debbie Downer sometimes. I thought we were fine. I thought in the second half, especially in the second half, we were much better. I thought we could have had more energy in the first half. In the second half, I thought we were much better.
And I guess just, was it difficult coming up for a game plan against them, with this being their first game of the season?
Yeah, you asked some good questions. Oh yeah, you never know what they're gonna do. It helped that this coach has been there for a long time and they've run a very similar offense. And so, you know, when you're with a lot of times, when you're with a guy. And a guy's been coaching for a long time, you kind of run your system. You don't try to change your system from year to year. So, you know, that helped us that he was a, you know, he's an accomplished coach that's been there for a long time. So we had a feel for their system, and then we had a feel for their personnel because they had guys that they had some veteran players coming back that were, you know, that had big roles for them. So we, you know, we got a pretty decent scout because of that. But you're right, you know, it's it definitely hurts at times when you when you've only seen one game. Like, I thought that was the thing about the Connecticut game. I would have liked to have played that in another couple of weeks, you know. And not to say that's no disrespect to Connecticut. They could have beat us again, but I thought that factored in because there were a lot of unknowns. You know, and then we try to prepare them, and we overprepared them because we didn't know. Now, if they play 8 games, now you kind of know, all right, this is what we're going to be facing. You have a better sense. We had no sense, and I thought that hurt us.
It's tough to go off a 1-game sample. And then I guess building off a question from earlier, Ottawa had a really nice game tonight, especially in the second half. How important is it for him to, you know, get in the groove early in the season? And I guess just for all your young guys who, if it wasn't for, you know, the circumstances of this game, would see a lot of time. How important is it for them to get those minutes early on in the season? And
I think it's vital. On a different team, I think some of these other guys might play a little bit. And different years I had, he's one of them. You know, he might be playing a little bit. He played more than Ben and Nico in the last game. But right now we're playing Otto as a third big, and Otto's pretty good. But I think Nico's pretty good too. You know, both those guys have talent for sure.
Anthony had a nice second half.
Three
there. What did you like from him tonight?
Yeah, I thought, you know, he's another guy. Sometimes he overthinks things, but he's a very talented kid. He just got to learn how to play with energy all the time. Okay.
Any final questions for Coach?
That's all I got.
That was the most questions I've ever gotten, but they were very good questions.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you guys.
Thanks everybody.
Thank you.